The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com. On today's episode, we speak to Hannah Spivey, our events and programs manager here at the Chamber. Hannah shares about how she came to Winter Haven, her experience with events like the Kentucky Derby and the College World Series, and everything you need to know as she heads out on maternity leave. Welcome to the podcast, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on. Obviously, we've had you on the podcast quite a few times, yes. But never by yourself. And you know, we just wrapped up season 5, yeah. So we are headed into our interlude to have lots of fun for a few episodes before we kick off our next season. So I thought this would be a great time to interview you, get to know you. Obviously, you've been here for a little over a year.
Yes.
So I wanted to give our listeners an opportunity to get to know you, especially before you leave for maternity leave.
Of course, yes.
Which we will get into, but honestly, Hannah could have this baby at any moment. So we're happy that she was able to make it this yes. far, to make it to this interview. So we're excited to have you on, Hannah. But I know you know how these podcast interviews go, but if you wouldn't mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you came from, how you came to Winter Haven, yeah. and anything along those lines.
Of course. So obviously, my name is Hannah. I am originally from Alabama, which some people will probably think, you know, is a whole state full of nothing, but it is not. But I did grow up in a small town there. My family has been in that town for multiple generations. And so that's where I'm from. I ended up going to college in Birmingham at a ministry school. That's where I met my husband, and his family actually pastors a local church here in Winter Haven. So about a year after we had gotten married, in the middle of the pandemic, actually,
Yay.
Right in the midst of COVID, we decided to move to Winter Haven. So that's what brought me here. It's been great. Lots of fun. Definitely a lot more to do here in Florida than there is in Alabama. But it's been really good.
Well, that's awesome. I guess I had forgotten that you moved in the middle of the pandemic.
Yes.
It what
was
a time.
An interesting time.
Yeah.
Trying to figure all that out. And yeah.
You know what? But good. What better time to do it?
Right.
You know, it worked out, and we're glad you're here.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, you kind of mentioned in your answer that there are probably some differences between Florida and Alabama. So what yes. was it like moving from Alabama to Florida?
Lots of differences.
I bet.
You know, Alabama, it doesn't have a ton of mountains, but it's not as flat as Florida, that's for
yeah.
sure. Getting to the beach was a whole different story than it is here, even in Winter Haven. I don't know. It was just, it's a lot colder there. I'll tell you that. I do miss the cold weather.
Yeah. You get some kind of seasons at
yeah.
least.
Right now, I believe my family, was had a freeze warning.
No kidding.
In the last few days. Yeah, I definitely miss the colder weather.
I don't even think of Alabama as being cold. I don't know. But you know what? Alabama gets a bad rap, honestly.
That's true.
I feel like generally people are kind of negative about Alabama. Yeah. I don't even know why, because when I went, so this is just a side story, but me and my husband went to Hannah and Jacob's wedding in Alabama, and I had this like preconceived notion that Alabama was just going to be so like, I think the term would be like hick, like just a very hick area.
Or lots of rednecks.
Yeah.
And
which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's just like what I had in my head. And when we got there, I was like, this area is so pretty. Where were we? I don't even remember where we were.
We got married in Auburn, Alabama. So
we were like in that general area. So if you're listening and you're from Alabama, which I know Anita Strang is from Alabama.
She is.
I was just pleasantly surprised. I was like, this place is so cute. And it was pretty.
It is.
It was during the summer, wasn't it?
It was the end of August.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alabama, I was pleasantly surprised.
Still has seasons, even though some days it's a lot warmer or colder like Florida. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of really gorgeous places, places you can hike, really fun stuff. We're obviously, you know, Alabama is known for some football. So
that's true.
You can't go wrong there either.
Yeah. So, they don't have any theme parks or anything in Alabama, do they?
Not really. Not okay. Nothing at the top of my head.
So there really are probably maybe more attractions here in Florida.
Yes.
To do.
That's true. I mean, you can get to Disney, Universal, Peppa Pig, Legoland, all the fun stuff.
Hannah is a big Universal fan.
That's true.
She likes Butterbeer at Harry Potter World. I almost said Harry Potter Land. That shows you how much I know about Harry Potter.
Yes.
That's embarrassing. Well, you know, it's just very interesting to hear how people get to Winter Haven, their reasons how they get here, and then just the differences between where they came from and here.
Yeah.
So that's always an interesting question to ask. So you mentioned a little bit ago that you were in ministry school.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another little side note, I've actually known Hannah for quite some time now. So she's told me a lot of stories about doing events in seminary school and kind of helping with that. And so if you don't know this, Hannah is in charge of our events, and that has kind of been a recent promotion that Hannah has received. So she's kind of heading up all of our events. But I wondered if, you know, helping with those events in seminary has kind of helped you in your position here at the chamber.
I think in the middle of school, it was really, while we were working on different events or just learning different things that almost like different programs we would do, it helped me learn how to first work with a team, which sometimes can be difficult, especially if it's a larger team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just have to follow what that person's telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you trust that person, sometimes you don't. And so learning teamwork was really big for me. And also organization, stuff like that. Really sitting down and going, okay, what details do I need to know about this event?
Right.
And really learning where I can fit in that event, whether I am, you know, leading it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was really big for me. Beginning, you know, at the beginning of going to school was, okay, I have to follow this person, even if I may not like them or not. And then towards the end of it, when I could start to lead in our internships and stuff like that, it was, oh, hey, I can handle this.
I can
get myself organized, stuff like that. So it was a really good time for me to learn.
Absolutely.
See, especially working with a team. So.
Yeah. Well, is there a specific event that you guys did that's kind of like your favorite, or at least stands out as like interesting or something like that?
I'd say one thing that we did while in ministry school, which is the program that I went to actually doesn't, I don't believe they do it anymore, but we actually did school assemblies, which was interesting. And so we would, you know, learn the program and stuff like that. That's probably one of the ones that stood out to me the most because I'd never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really fun. And, you know, I wasn't ever really in charge of those.
Right.
But it was fun getting to, you know, meet local kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just talk to them about what they're going through, because it was programs, you know, to help, you know, through drug addiction, stuff like that.
Okay.
Basically making the right choices and stuff like that. So
that's
it was
cool.
Really fun.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys also do the Kentucky Derby or something like
that? Yes. So,
which is, I always think that's an interesting one.
Fun fact, yes. We did a lot of fundraisers at different like sporting events and everything like that. So I've been to the Kentucky Derby. I worked that for school. Some of them were optional. Some of them weren't.
Mm-hmm.
The Kentucky Derby, I don't believe, actually was optional. The whole class
Couldn't get out of that one.
Yeah, couldn't get out of that one. But I've also been to the College World Series.
That's cool.
And all of it went towards my tuition, which was really fun. But yeah, the Kentucky Derby was an interesting one.
I bet.
The PGA tours I went to, it was really fun because I got to like see how it works.
Yeah.
And you know, like I never would have put myself there before. Like I never thought I'm going to go to the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
But it was really fun. Definitely interesting.
Yeah.
It's especially working it on another side.
Right.
You see a whole different level.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not necessarily there to enjoy it.
Yes.
You're there to work it. So exactly. It's a little bit different. But still cool. I feel like it's still a cool story to be like, I did this and I did that.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun. They are correct with the Kentucky Derby. The hats do get taller throughout the week.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's an interesting one. Every time you tell me about that one, I'm always like, yeah, that's super interesting. Well, you also said, you know, while you were at seminary school, you met your husband, Jacob.
Yes.
And another fun fact, because me and Anna just know each other, I've known Jacob, oh my gosh, for how many years? I don't know. It has to be at least 10 to 12 years probably. Mm-hmm. So I've known Jacob for a long time. And right now he's actually the youth pastor at Hannah Jacob's church. So I just wanted to ask you, Hannah, you know, how long have you guys been in that position? How's that been going? What's that experience been like?
So Jacob, you know, was in youth ministry for a really long time, especially when I met him. I'd say he's been working with our youth at our church for a few months now, but officially took full-time youth pastor position. Oh, goodness. I think only a few months.
Yeah.
Maybe three
months. Pretty recent, right?
Yeah, it's pretty recent. And that's been really fun. It's been really great to get plugged into the community, meet these families, these youth kids, and just really get to know them and hang out with them. They keep us young. I mean, we're still pretty young, but
you are very young. But that'll do it.
The generational gap is still there. Like,
Isn't that amazing? I can definitely
still see a difference. Sometimes they're speaking to me and I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying.
It is amazing to me the change in vocabulary over the years. And you're like, could I get a translator for this? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Or I'll mention something that like was a trend while I was in high school, and they have no idea what I'm talking about. They're looking at me like I'm crazy.
It's so funny because I actually think of this trend, or I saw it on TikTok. I think it was a video. And do you remember those iPod shuffles?
Yes.
They didn't have a screen. They were just tiny, but they had like a clip, so you could just like clip them on you.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a TikTok where this girl was using it as a hair clip.
Oh, my God.
Because she didn't know what it was. And it's just funny. I'm sure you're going to see this as you continue in youth ministry, obviously. It's just like, oh, my gosh, you don't think you're old. And then you look at these high schoolers and you're like, oh, my gosh, you have no idea.
Yeah, that I would not be surprised.
We need to have you on the podcast in another year or two and just hear about the stories of, you know, the differences between our generations, you know. But you're right. It keeps you young.
Oh, yeah. So it's been really fun. It's been fun getting to just see how my husband's doing.
Yeah.
And he's doing great. And, you know, it's just been great.
He's a rock star. And you are a rock star, too. So that's,
I'm a little bit biased. So.
Well, you know, I don't have to be biased. I've known him for a long time. So I'm like, I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. I'm just kidding. No, Jacob is awesome, and he's definitely done the work to get to where he is today to be in that position. So I know you guys are going to thrive there. And the kids are very lucky also.
Thank you.
So, that's a little bit about Jacob and Hannah. But what is a fun fact, Hannah, about you that maybe our listeners do not know?
I can think of a few things.
Yes.
So the first one.
Go for it.
I have a twin brother, so that's a fun fact about me.
Also, fun fact, Jacob is a twin.
Yes. So surprisingly, I have a twin brother and my husband has an identical twin as well. My brother lives in Alabama still. But yeah, that was a very, very odd thing to find out when we started.
Do you
want to
know what's more odd? Is you were not pregnant with twins.
I am also surprised about that.
Yeah.
I had to like double check at the first ultrasound. I was like, please, please just make sure there's not two in there.
Yeah, there was a big chance of that.
Yeah. So, yes, that's a big surprise. Mm-hmm. This one, you can only hear this fact. Unfortunately, you can't see it, but I surprisingly can do the wave with my eyebrows, and that one's always fun.
That is fun. Dang it. We're going to have to, like, post a video later of you doing that with your eyebrows.
Right. But, yeah, that one's always rare. My expressions on my face, majority of the time, come from my eyebrows.
That's funny. Anything else? Any other fun facts, Hannah? The twin one is actually pretty crazy.
Yeah,
I really thought you were going to have twin babies.
Me too. A lot of pressure.
That's okay. There's a reason that didn't happen. But you never know. Next one could be
it could
two.
Be two. But right now we are very happy with our one.
Yes, as you should be. As you should be. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Low Payment Kings, powered by the Maholic Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Maholic. The Maholic Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Maholic Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running three additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
So, I mentioned it before, you've been at the Chamber for over a year now.
Yes.
What, like a year and 2 months?
Yes, I started in September of last year.
That's crazy. So I thought you could tell us maybe like what's been the highlight or what's your favorite thing? Is there a highlight for you?
I have really enjoyed my time here at the Chamber. It's been so fun. Which, fun fact, if the listeners don't know, as Bree has mentioned, she's known my husband. So I've been good friends with Bree and her husband, Alex, for a few years now. And she's the one that helped me get connected to the Chamber. So
you know what? You got to help your friends.
It's been great. So it's been a lot of fun getting connected. I've really enjoyed our events. But again, I'm a little partial to that. So
that's true.
They're super fun. It's been great getting to connect to the community. That's another thing that I really love. When I started, I was in the lobby, which I am no longer in our information center.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really fun just getting to meet random people that come in and hearing where they're coming from, why they're moving to Winter Haven, getting them connected to the Chamber, like just really just being almost like a source for everyone here. So that was really fun. And then just getting to know the team. Like, I enjoy everyone who I work with. So
we're pretty cute.
I am also, again, a little partial, so.
You have to see us every day, so we had to figure that out pretty quick.
Yes, but it's been honestly a real joy just to get to work here and be in downtown Winter Haven.
Yeah, I will say for you, Hannah, coming from a different place, probably working at the Chamber was like the best way for you to at least integrate yourself with Winter Haven and just getting to know the area and things like that.
Oh, definitely. And that's what I wanted when I moved here. I wanted to connect with the community. I wanted to get to know people and see what's going on. And the Chamber has just pushed that so much. Like, there's so many opportunities I would never have had before until I got here. And it's meeting these people, going to these places, learning about the history of Winter Haven and just seeing where it's going. It's just been really cool.
I will say it is a pretty cool opportunity. So we're happy to have you, Hannah. And it's crazy that it's been over a year.
I know.
It actually feels like you've been here forever, but anyways. Well, so I also mentioned this before. I feel like I keep saying that, but I feel like we have like foreshadowed a lot at the beginning of the
totally
episode.
Fine.
But you recently became the events and programs manager here at the Chamber. So a new promotion, which, yay, that's awesome for Hannah. So she's no longer down in the information center. But I wanted to ask you, is there something that you're looking forward most to being in this new position?
Yeah. I'm really excited to be taking over our events and programming. And I know I've had some conversations like this before, especially, you know, with Sarah Beth. But my goal is just to make them better. I want to make Community Fest so much better, which it's already a great event.
It's true.
And it's so fun. But what can we do to make it more fun the next year?
Absolutely.
You know, what can we do to make Taste of Winter Haven more fun the next year? So stuff like that, and just really just seeing where we can go and grow with it.
Yep.
So, I think that's the big thing. I just have a lot of ideas and just things that I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a lot that I have to focus on.
I get that.
But it's just trying to see, you know, what's doable right now. Mm-hmm. Don't get too ahead of yourself.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these events are annual, so we can always, you know, add here and there as we go along, but it's definitely a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate all that Hannah has been doing on our events currently and all she will be doing.
Thank
you. We're excited that she's stepping into that new position, so she's a rock star. Before we kind of wrap up, Hannah, I wanted to ask you, is there something specific that you like to do outside of your time at the Chamber?
I really do love to read, which, as you mentioned, I am pregnant, so soon that will not be the top thing that I can do in my free time. So I really love that, spending time with my friends and family. That's always just a fun thing for
me.
I think that and spending time outdoors sometimes, depending on how hot it is in Florida.
Yeah, that's the other thing about Florida. It's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah,
but... Well, I wish I was the same as you. Reading is not my top priority, but you're right. Priorities change, you know,
yes.
Now that baby's coming. So obviously you'll be able to get to spend some quality time with baby and Jacob, and that will all be good. So that's actually a perfect segue into what I'm about to say. So for those of you who don't know, if you don't already know by listening to this podcast is Hannah is pregnant. And she's not just pregnant, she's ready to have this baby.
Yes, very ready.
Right now. We're actually recording this before Thanksgiving, but she is due on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So when this podcast episode airs, she might already have had this baby. We have no idea.
We'll
you know,
see.
We don't know when he's going to arrive.
The hope is by then.
Hopefully
but
soon.
We'll see.
Honestly, we weren't sure we were going to be able to have her on this podcast today because you just never know when babies will arrive.
Yes.
But obviously, we're very excited for Hannah to enjoy a much-deserved maternity leave because she's been cooking a human baby for 9 months. So it's time to rest. So that time is quickly approaching. So I thought it would be good to wrap up to kind of just tell our listeners, especially our member listeners, what they can kind of expect as you head out. So obviously, Hannah will be gone for a few weeks, so you will not be able to get to her. No matter how hard you try, she will not be available. She will be with her baby. So we are dividing and conquering here at the Chamber. The Chamber team's going to kind of divide and conquer some of her responsibilities until she gets back. Obviously, pending when she has the baby, she'll be back probably February?
Hopefully beginning of February if the timeline goes well.
Right.
But
we don't know.
We don't
know. So it could be February. We don't know. So don't quote us on that. But in the meantime, we will be here ready to help. I will be kind of heading up Community Fest and Taste of Winter Haven. Sarah Beth will be heading up Leadership Winter Haven and all of our lunch and learns. And then Anna will be taking care of coffee and conversation and our golf tournament.
Yeah.
So those are all, most of those big events are in 2023, but that's really not far away.
Right.
So if you have any questions, please email any one of us. We will be happy to help you with anything. And we will try to hold down the fort while Hannah is gone, and it will be fine. So if there's anything you need, obviously the Chamber team is here and ready to help however we can. Is there anything that I'm missing, Hannah, that you want to mention?
All I can say is, you know, we have a rock star team here. So even if you're like, I don't know who exactly to reach out to for this, reach out to any of them, and they'll be able to help you or point you to the person. And it does feel like some of these are far off, but...
They're
already
really
in the
not.
Works for them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I definitely encourage our listeners to, you know, sign up for Community Fest, Taste, any of our lunch and learns or coffee and conversations.
Yep.
Our Leadership Winter Haven class is already in the works, and they're doing great. We love them. Class 42. But we'll be working on getting that. We're already thinking about class 43.
It's
so
crazy. It's crazy.
There's that and the golf tournament in April of 2023, which I will be back for that. But all of my coworkers are gladly stepping in and, you know, helping with all the planning and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so logistics has definitely kicked up for all of these events. So they're very real to us right now.
Yes.
I think a lot of our members / listeners will be like, oh, January, February, so far away. March is so far away. Well, it's really not.
It is not.
So just for the sake of just sharing so that you guys don't forget, Community Fest is in March 4th.
March 4th on
it's on a Saturday.
Downtown
Winter 11 Haven. To 4. So that one's just a family-friendly event. It's totally free. And then Taste of Winter Haven is in February. I guess I should have said that first because February comes before March, but whatever. Taste of Winter Haven is super fun. That is a ticketed event, which right now, if you get your ticket before the new year, it's $35. So if you wait till the new year, the price goes up. So make sure you get the early bird price, centralfloridatix.com.
We've already got a couple. That one sells out, too.
Yeah, it does sell out.
You definitely want to get it now before last minute. Because that one's just so fun.
It is really fun. So definitely make sure you go to centralfloridatix.com to get your tickets. We'll probably be posting some of the restaurants / caterers / breweries, wineries that will be involved in that event. Mm-hmm. We actually already have a few signed up right now. But that'll be at Venue 650. February 16th.
Yep, Thursday, February 16th.
Yeah. So we'll actually, in our podcast interlude before the next season, get into some of those events with more detail so you guys know what to expect. But that's just kind of a brief little side note, just so you can have the dates in mind and potentially get your tickets if you want to get them early. So, Hannah, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank
Is there anything
you.
Else that you want to share?
I can't think of anything. It's been great to, you know, sit down and talk about some stuff with you.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you the best of luck
in
the coming days when the baby arrives. So obviously we're very excited for the future for you guys. And for everybody listening, we're here to hold down the fort. So if you reach out to Hannah and you get her out of office, she is busy with a baby. So reach out to us if you need anything. But thanks, Hannah, again for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Bree.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has been a stable and reliable banking partner in our community. Now in our third generation of family ownership, we strive daily to honor the legacy and traditions created by our founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, by providing outstanding service to our customers and the community. While other banks have changed names, consolidated, closed branches, and scaled back services, Citizens Bank and Trust has continued to expand and grow. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and our newest office in Plant City. Whether you prefer to bank in person, online, or on the go, our dedicated team of banking professionals is here to help. I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guest, Hannah Spivey, Events and Programs Manager here at the Winter Haven Chamber. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.